Back inside Stroh Center, Bowling Green falls to Akron tonight, 91-66. And the Zips improved to 4-2 in the MAC. The Falcons fall to 2-5. Head coach Michael Huger joining us now to talk about this one. And, Coach, the story of this game is number four for Akron. Brian Trimble goes 10 of 13 from three, and you never could really put the clamps on him once he got hot.
Yeah, it's everything we talked about in the scouting report on one-day prep. You know, our guys got to understand and know that we got to compete. We just didn't compete. And he wound up getting 33 on us. No matter what you try, if you don't play hard enough, it's hard to win.
Clearly, when a guy is making shots like that, it can be a bit demoralizing for a team. Was that maybe part of it that the team kind of felt helpless? Sort of explain the psyche that was going on.
Energy and effort. That's what you have to put forth. Energy and effort. And if you don't put forth the energy and the effort, it's just not going to happen magically. And we didn't put forth the energy and the effort and the understanding of the scouting report. It was in one ear and right out the other. We went over everything they did, we went over. And now we got to go out and execute it. We got to have some pride, too. We got to have some pride in our defense and the way we play and how hard we have to play. We don't have that yet. That's something that we're still working on. And we got to get it. At some point, we got to get it. We got to understand it.
Yeah, is this a moment where we hear that cliche where if a coach and the coaching staff has to bring the juice, it's not good enough? It has to be the guys themselves?
It's definitely not good enough. No matter how good a coach you are, if your guys aren't putting forth the effort and the energy, no matter what you run, no matter what you do, whether that's zone, man, press, you name it, if you don't put forth the energy and the effort, it's not going to work. And that's what we did tonight. We didn't put forth the energy and the effort, and it didn't work. It didn't work that way. It's like you talk about it till you're blue in the face. The way that they want to do it, it doesn't work. It does not work that way. So we got to make a change. We got to make a change.
I would say the only positive tonight is that your offensive rebounding, there did seem to be energy there. You pulled in 19 of them for 22 second chance points, but that seemed to be the only area where you had that fire. Talk about the offensive board work.
We did a great job on the offensive boards, but we got to do a better job of sharing the ball. We didn't do a great job of sharing the ball. When you come out with four assists and they got 15 assists, we don't do a great job of sharing the ball. We missed a lot of shots. We were 5 for 23 from three, so that gives us a ton of opportunities for offensive rebounds, and we took advantage of it. So, yes, we did well there. But we got to do a better job of sharing the ball on the offensive end and defending. We got to defend much better. It starts with the defense. Everything starts with our defense and the energy that we can put forth on the defensive end. You're searching. As a coach, you're searching for the right combinations, continually searching, and trying to find that combination, and you can't. You can't when you don't put forth the energy and the effort. I know I sound frustrated, and I am. I am frustrated. But it is – the thing about MAC basketball, it doesn't stop. Western Michigan can care less about what happened to us tonight. We got to go up there. We got to try to figure out a way to win the game up there.
You know, Coach, you mentioned the short turnaround, and sometimes that's a new thing. The first time you do it in a season, maybe the guys didn't fully appreciate what they needed to bring physically on the short turnaround. And maybe now they have a better idea, can bring more energy on Saturday.
I don't agree with that. And the reason why, Akron did the same thing on Tuesday. Akron had the same game we had on Tuesday, a tougher game against Western Michigan, our next opponent, a one-point victory. Mind you, it was at home, but it's still the same thing, and they came in here and played with great energy and effort on the defensive end. So it can be done. So that's no excuse in my opinion on that one. Our guys got to do a much better job of competing.
Next chance, Saturday afternoon in Kalamazoo. Coach, we'll see you there.
Thank you very much.
That's head coach Michael Huger. His team falls tonight to Akron here at Stroh Center, 91-66.